Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and I'm joined today by WeatherEye meteorologist Greg Tatro talking about our unseasonably cold temperatures right now and our winter forecast.
What's coming, and is this, you know, how atypical is this for this time of year? How long has it been since we've seen this kind of thing?
Well, we're going to be seeing some bitterly cold temperatures make their way into parts of Iowa as we go into Monday. This is the result of a very cold air mass across parts of northern Canada that'll be moving in, and it is what we call a polar vortex, which is actually just a very cold, high-pressure system that'll be moving in, and we'll be feeling the effects of the coldest of the air probably by Sunday into Monday. Now, we're expecting our temperatures from Sunday night into Monday to probably be in about the 10 to 15 below range, and we may not even make it above zero Monday, in fact, with our forecasted high of about 6 below. And then by Tuesday, we should begin to see the warmer air return, so we will be getting back above zero. But the coldest of the temperatures look to be starting Saturday night and then through the day on Sunday, and then the coldest of the air will be Sunday night into Monday. And it has been a while since we've had temperatures this cold across the region. I believe it has been probably about a decade or so since we've had temperatures for afternoon highs this cold, so certainly below zero is what we're expecting on Monday. So again, be prepared if you're outside. Monday, we're also going to have some breezy northwest winds, so wind chills could easily be in the order of about 30 to 40 below if we have a northwest wind at around 10 to 20 with our temperatures on Monday morning at the 10 to 15 below range. So again, keep that in mind if you are going to be out and about, to make sure you bundle up as we go from Sunday into Monday. And then again, temperatures should begin to recover by Tuesday, and we'll be back into the 20s by Wednesday.
Okay. Is there any idea how long this will last? Is it going to be all winter, short term?
I would definitely say it's going to be a colder than normal winter. Basically, Canada, the northern parts of Canada, never really warmed up this summer. And then we've continued with the cold air masses through the winter. So I would definitely say more likely than not, we're just going to continue with colder than normal temperatures for most of this winter.
Okay. So Canada stays cold in the summertime. We just kind of start out low, don't we?
Yeah, that's basically what happened. The past few winters, it was actually a little bit warmer, so that's why we didn't get these bitterly cold air masses. But this summer was a different story.
Mm-hmm. How about precipitation? What's the outlook for precipitation for this winter?
The winter, it looks like at least in that part of the state, it's going to be fairly normal. More of the snow is going to be where we've seen it lately, basically off towards our east, along the eastern parts of the country. Are still expecting a lot more snow than what they would normally get. But if we get a series of cold air masses throughout the area, that's generally a drier air mass. So it would lead to probably around normal or maybe a little bit below normal as far as the precipitation for the winter.
Okay. And then do you have any suggestions for our listeners as far as how to prepare? You said bundle up. How about any specifics? Do you have any suggestions?
Well, I would definitely say, have several layers of clothing on. Have your car, make sure it's winterized. Have an emergency kit in your car if you're going to be driving. Certainly some blankets or some extra food, as well as jumper cables or a battery charger. And just basically, make sure your exposed skin is covered as best as you can. And other than that, really, if you're going to be outside, just keep in mind with the wind chills out there, it won't take long for any exposed flesh to get cold. So basically, like I said, Sunday night into Monday is going to be the chilliest temperatures we've seen in quite some time.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's part of living in the Midwest, isn't it, I guess?
Yeah, we get all the extremes. We get the heat, and then we get the bitterly cold temperatures sometime in the winter.
Yep, in 6 months we won't remember this at all, will we?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. Is there anything else you can think of that you'd like for folks to know?
I think I said everything I can think of.
Cool. Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks, Greg.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to my guest, Greg Tatro, WeatherEye meteorologist, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.